Masechet Horayot Perek Gimel Mishnah Dalet. Mishnah says, Ve'ezehu HaMashiach, who is the anointed Kohen, who we've been saying brings the Par Kohen Mashiach when he makes a mistake in ruling and then follows it. HaMashuach B'Shem Min HaMishcha Lo HaMerubeh BeBegadim. It's a Kohen who actually took his position through being anointed with the special Shem Min HaMishcha, the anointing oil, as opposed to the Kohen Gadol who took his position by adding a number of garments to his clothing, by wearing the extra garments of the Kohen Gadol. The regular Kohen wore 4 special articles of clothing, and the Kohen Gadol wore 8 articles of clothing. If a Kohen Gadol took his position not through the Shem Min HaMishcha, because in the times of the first Beit HaMikdash, they wanted to make sure that the Shem Min HaMishcha did not fall into the wrong hands. So they hid it, they got rid of it. And the Kohen Gadol started to just wear more clothing in order to assume his position. So since the Pasuk says the Kohen HaMashiach is the one who brings the Par Kohen Mashiach, only a individual who actually had it done to him, the anointing, it could bring this Korban, but a Kohen Gadol who took his position in a different way, with more clothes, could not bring this korban. And ben kohen mashiach amashuach b'shem hamishcha leminubei begadim el hapar haba al kol hamitzvot. The only difference between a kohen gadol who was anointed with anointing oil and a kohen gadol who took his position by increasing his amount of garments without the anointing, the only difference between them is the bull that's brought for the par kohen mashiach. That's only brought by the kohen gadol who was anointed by oil. But in terms of all other laws, both kohanim gedolim are equal. Now we'll talk about the Kohanim Gedolim. What do we mean by that in the plural? If the Kohen Gadol becomes temporarily impure and he's not allowed to serve in the Beit HaMikdash, they have a second Kohen Gadol take his place. When the first Kohen Gadol becomes pure again or he becomes ready to fit, he goes back to his position, and the one who took his place temporarily retires. Even after his retiring, though, that substitute still retains some sort of the Kedushah, the holiness of the Kohen Gadol position. But there are minor differences between them, which we'll list. Ve'en ben Kohen Meshamesh to Kohen She'avad. There's no difference between the serving Kohen Gadol and the retired Kohen Gadol, Ela Par Yom HaKippurim, except for the bull offered by the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur. If the substitute Kohen Gadol offered it when he wasn't in the position anymore, the whole thing would not be valid. Only the regular serving Kohen Gadol could be the one who offers it. Ve'asirit ha'efan, also the tenth of an ephah flour brought by the Kohen Gadol every single day. The flour was turned into 12 loaves. 6 of them were offered in the morning and 6 in the afternoon. This type of korban also could only be brought by the serving Kohen Gadol, not by the one who was retired. Zeva ze shavin ba'avodat Yom HaKippurim. Both Kohanim Gedolim, the serving, and the retired Kohen Gadol are equal in their ability to both do the Yom Kippur Avodah, which has to be done by a Kohen Gadol. It should be done by the one who's serving, but if it was done by the one who was retired, it's a valid avodah, valid service. Umitzuvin al habitula. Both Kohanim Gedolim are only allowed to marry a woman who is a virgin. Va'asurin al almana. They're both forbidden to marry a widow, and even that type of widow, even if she never had relations. Ve'en al metami'in b'krovehen. Both of them are not allowed to become tameh through the corpses of their relatives. Regular Kohanim are allowed to become impure through their relatives, but Kohen Gadol is not allowed to. Both, it applies to both of them. Velo porin, velo formin. When they have a relative who passes away, both of them are not allowed to grow their hair out, and they're not allowed to tear their garments in the way that mourners usually do. Umahazirin et haroseach. And the death of either Kohen Gadol allows a roseach, a person who killed by mistake, to return from exile. When a person kills by mistake, he has to go to the Ir Miklat, the city of refuge, and he has to stay there until the Kohen Gadol dies. And at that point in time, the family of the person who was killed does not have the option, or does not have the ability to redeem the blood of their relative who was killed. So that happens until one of these two Kohanim die, and then the person who killed is allowed to go back home, and he has no threat against his life.